Where do raving fans really come from? At Velocio, we believe it starts with the people behind the work. Welcome to Raving Fans Start Within, a podcast that gives you a behind-the-scenes look at the team members who bring our culture, projects, and values to life.
Welcome to Velocio's Raving Fans Start From Within podcast. I'm Robbie Morrison, CEO of Velocio, and today we have Sri Nagarajan with me. Me and Sri's worked together for 19 years, maybe going on 20, so this is going to be a fun exercise for me. I feel like I already know you very well, Sri, and feel like you can read my mind half the time, so I see how much I know about what you'll say here.
Sounds good, Robbie. Looking forward for this.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your passions, your hobbies, and what you do at Velocio?
So I'm based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. As you said, that I've been working here for almost 19 years now, so going on in 20. I run the F&O practice. And my passion is to make sure my team members are happy. That's my passion. And then I help them out. I shield them. I protect them. I work with them. I ensure that they are successful. That's my passion. My hobbies, definitely reading books, watching movies. And of course, I'm a big time foodie. But all these things, right? At the end of the day is to create, a successful practice, right? You know, we started with one project way back 19 years back. That was what, like, $250,000 was our first SRW. And from there, we have matured this to almost $19-20 million organization. All these things was possible because of keeping the clients happy and satisfied. Wow.
You do a great job at that. And I can understand being a foodie. I've got to eat your wife's cooking. So I could be a foodie if I came and ate Sheba's food all the time.
Bless her heart. She cooks like three times a day.
I'd be so much bigger than I already am if I was eating all our food every day. That'd be awesome. Well, what were you doing before Velocio, and how did that path get you here?
I was a manufacturing accountant. I was in charge for the working capital management. And then accounting, taxation, indirect taxation, because in India, indirect taxes are huge, right? Unlike in US, indirect taxes, we have multiple layers of taxes back there. And with 5 production units spread across India, I was in charge for the indirect taxation, direct taxation, working capital management. It was a fun ride, right? I was working for the largest leaf spring manufacturers in the world. And then I quit them after like six and a half years. And then I moved to a Canadian company. And 2 months into that company, I was looking through how we can save the interest. And one of these days, I told my CFO, I'm going to go out and get you a lot better, much better interest rates. He said yes. And then when I presented the solution back to my president, he literally was not happy. And my CFO said that he didn't know about any of these things. He basically threw me under the bus. That happened on Monday, and that day I was like a little bit disappointed. But I happened to get a call from one of my networking guy from the HR, and he said he's looking out for somebody who knows indirect taxation. I said, why not me? He said, I don't even know that you're available. Can you come for the interview? So I went there the same day and got the job the next day. Wednesday I quit. And then Thursday, I was in Microsoft Delhi office to learn AX 1.5. So that's how it all started. So thanks to that CFO in another way. Otherwise, I wouldn't have switched to IT. So
me and you got into AX or Xapta back in nearly the same time. I got in a little bit before you when it was still Xapta and a DamGuard product, but
yes,
went live with my first client on 1.5. So it was a wild ride after that. So, and you know, when you were telling about what you do, you talked about your F&O, but you also run our global operations. So you run our India and nearshore parts of the business. So we shouldn't forget that. And that background of being both a Indian yourself and then coming over here and having the U.S. experience has really helped us. So thank you a lot for that.
Absolutely. And thanks for trusting me on with that operations, right? That has been like one of the best things that happened. I'm very close to the India operations. I really love those guys. They have been doing extremely good work for us, all the teams back in India. Billable or non-billable, right? very dependable committed resources that we have back there in India.
Yeah,
of course, the onshore resources are equally passionate about the client, but there is a slight difference between the onshore and offshore, where in offshore, they all come to the office, they get along, and it's like a one tight-knit family there in offshore.
And some of them have been with us as that whole 19, almost 20 years. So,
I do have a resource in F&O who is senior to me.
Yeah.
So Sasi is much way back senior to me. He's the one guy who is senior most in our organization. And of course, Srinath, who has been working like 19 years with us now. So
yeah, a great ride with all of them. I couldn't have enjoyed having a better group come along and help to steer this ship on the time we've been together. So moving to a little bit more fun conversations, if you don't mind, if you could swap jobs with anybody at Velocio, who would it be and why?
Swap jobs. I would want to get into HR one day. I want to be like what Legon is doing, just that what I can do for the team, right?
Oh.
Working with the people. I always love to work with the resources and with the people. So yeah, for one day, yes, I want to run that from that department. So, but Logan is great. I may not be able to do that like how she is doing, but one day I would still want to do the job.
Well, you get to do a lot of that with the indie operations and nearshore. So that seems like that'd be a good one for you too. People really like working and talking to you. So kind of keeping that same theme, you know, a little bit outside of the normal. What's your favorite non-working app on your phone?
New York Times. Two reasons. Yeah. It keeps me like calm when I'm trying to solve that Wordle every day. And then there is a couple of other word games that I play on that one. But it also keeps me informed what's happening across the globe. So be it anything that's happening in the current affairs in the US or what's happening back in India or in Middle East, I would really want to know what's happening. So New York Times is the favorite app. I spend more time in New York Times app in the morning first time, or after, like when I shut down at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, I just do that. So,
well, that's you're always well informed. So that's awesome. I don't know that being inside the New York Times app I'd consider that be relaxing though. Sometimes news isn't that relaxing to me.
It depends on how you filter the news, right? So yeah, I'll keep away from that. But that solving that Wordle problem, and there is one more on the, there's a crossword, and there is one more word problem that really relaxes me a lot.
Oh, that's good. Stay out of the news. Stay more into the into the puzzle side. So what was a moment where you thought, yep, the Velocio is the right place for me?
Two things. One, you remember that conversation you and me had in the Starbucks. I think it was late 2011. I still remember that day when you had come down to Scottsdale. You and me went away from the office and we sat in the Starbucks and we spoke for almost an hour. So that was one thing. So that first time, right? And then, of course, the mergers happened and all this, the acquisition happened. Yeah, we became SBS Group and all those things. And then the day I met Joe Longo. So that was the second time when it got reinforced. Yeah, I'm working for the right company.
Well, that's great. Joe is a great guy and a great mentor to both of us. That's
absolutely. Absolutely. And how he took care of me when I was in Hawaii. I could never forget that. He made sure that I did not sink in under the water.
Well, that's great. You know, those events outside of work can build some lasting relationships. I know they have for me, and getting to experience things that don't happen inside of the walls of the of work is great. So bringing it back a little to your team and to Velocio a little bit more too, what's one thing that your team does that you think every team inside of Velocio and really everywhere should steal?
We have been very successful because of Astro. Be it the passion, be it the depth of knowledge these people have, the commitment, the hardworking skill set, and of course, the bottom line of the contribution, right? We also need to think from the business perspective. Offshore has been really, really important for F&O and how we have grown and how we have made the money, how we have did the contributions. Offshore has been very integral part for the F&O. So if other teams could do something, leverage on the offshore. this is from coming from my experience. And accounting now has leveraged on offshore. HR is now leveraging on offshore. And marketing has leveraged on offshore. The more we get into the offshore model, and onshore is important, don't take me wrong, but giving many of the works to the offshore and onshore can have more success with the client. And we are seeing that in the with F&OT.
Oh, that's a great one. And I couldn't agree with you more. I think that the more that our teams can utilize that skill set and those really, you know, knowledgeable team members to grow their practices, it's just great for the overall company.
People think bringing offshore would mean reduction of force in onshore, but absolutely it is not that way. We are actually 1:1. If you look at F&O, we have equal strength between onshore and offshore. We never trim down our strength on onshore. Onshore has got its own advantages and strengths, right? And offshore has got its own advantage and strength. So definitely leverage on offshore and make it as a balanced team. 50-50, then it's advantages from all sides. It's a win-win situation.
Going back to some fun questions before we end here. So what's your favorite way to celebrate a win? You know, big win, small win, any win in the either life or in work? How do you celebrate?
Food.
It's she's cooking again. It's your wife's cooking.
I mean, even when I'm back in India, or even when I meet with the team members here, when I'm on a road and when I meet with my team members, right? I find out good restaurants. I go out with them and eat a good food. Food relaxes you. A lot of conversation happens across the dinner table, right? People open up and then you celebrate, you enjoy. And you can give anybody anything in this world. They're never going to say enough. But food is the only thing. When you keep feeding people, at some point of them, they go, enough is enough, right? That's one thing that makes people happy. People are contented. So, and then I love food. So be it a small win or a big win, be it in family or outside family, in work or anything personal, I always celebrate with food. So,
well, you know, we've got to travel to a lot of places in the U.S. and international together. And I can tell you, you always find the best Indian restaurants there are. I lived in Georgia my whole life and lived in Atlanta and other places. And then you come and you're here for a few weeks and you found the best Indian food I've ever had. So it's
absolutely, sir. Absolutely. Anyway, I mean, I've converted Mr. Rob. He started liking Indian food, right? Slowly, there's a lot of persons who started saying that, hey, I don't like it, but now they are a big fan of Indian food. So.
Oh, man. Well, I always liked it, but I definitely like it more now since I've gotten to experience and I've learned just to let you order. So I'll eat whatever you put on the table. So last couple of questions. You think about, you know, the career, you know, your life. What's the best advice you've ever received?
In our line of work, there's always going to be stress. Demanding clients. We are implementing somebody else's product. We are dependent on others. And we are dealing with people. Right. And not every project's resources are going to be the same from the client side. So there is going to be stress across every single project, every single day. But the key is to understand what is a good stress and what is a bad stress. You definitely need to have a good stress. It's okay because we can solve the problem. If you come across a bad stress, how to get away from that? Because you cannot keep solving your bad stress problems. It doesn't mean that you are running away from the problem. You need to find a solution to curtail that ahead of time. But good stress is a good stress. Yeah, like a utilization percentage. Yeah, it's a good stress to have. Something is not working or this particular code broke. That's a good stress to have. Yes, let's go figure it out. What is not working? More testing. Yeah, adapt to this different style of testing. Maybe more business scenarios to be tested. All those things are good stress. People leaving, people joining. Yeah. Bad stress is something that you don't want to deal with it. Because the more you can address and get away from the bad stress, you can spend your energy on the good stress.
So stay away from bad stress and don't run away from good stress. Huh? That's a good one. So thank you. You always have good advice, Ree. I can tell you over the last 19, almost 20 years, you've given me great advice many times. So I appreciate that. last question and we can end is, when you think about your workday, how do you, your workday is not complete until you do what? What's that last thing that you have to do to really feel like you've completed the day?
I call CNET every single day. That's at 11 p.m. That's my last call. Before going to bed, I call CNET every single day to ensure everything is okay there. Is there anything that we need to address? Is something that we need to work on? Or any urgent matter that team needs to take care before they come back to the work next day, before the onshore comes in. So typically that's my last call. Until I talk to CNET, I don't go to bed every day. That's kind of a day completion for me from the work side. It's not my emails. Sometimes I don't check emails and all those things, but it's like a clockwork. Between 10:30 to 11, we connect every single day.
So that's like probably period on the day. You get to talk to Srina.
The only time I don't talk to him is on Friday nights or Saturday nights. But Sunday night, once again, it starts. Honestly, he would have been hearing more from me rather than from his wife. So.
Well, that's I'm sure he enjoys talking to you. I know y'all are close, so that's good.
Yeah, this journey in Velocio, I always tell this, right? It's like marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You are going to feel pain at your feet. But remember, that's going to be your strength tomorrow. You would have run multiple races. Every race is tough. Every track is tough. And you are going to feel the pain. But it is a learning experience. That's why we call it as a practice.
Yep.
Because we are not perfect, right? We come across problems and then we solve it. And then we don't do the same issue in the next project, but we come across a new set of problems. So it's like running a marathon. So never-ending marathon.
Well, you're good at the marathon, so thank you. Well, Sri, with that, I'm going to end the little interview here. And everybody that's listening to the podcast, I appreciate it. And thank you, Sri.
Thank you, Robbie, and thanks for the team. I'm not what I am without the team. So everything is based on the team. So.
Oh, well, that's well said, and I feel the exact same way.